Support for KPLU comes from St. Martin's University in Lacey, presenting its annual gala November 7th with Mario Batali, Michael Simon, and their co-hosts from The Chew, a gourmet affair benefiting student scholarships. Tickets now available at stmartin.edu/gala.
So, Nancy, you come to me and you say, a friend has brought you a load of razor clams. And yet, you do not allow me or my wife.
The lovely and talented Cheryl DeGroot.
To dip our beaks. We're very disappointed.
You know how it is, Cheryl, is about clams. So what happened? Your son Nate's friend came by with a whole bunch of...
You know how you're planning something for dinner? I was going to make Indian food. I had gone to the store. I got everything I needed. And then, knock, knock on the door, Nate's friend Colin showed up with not a few, but a dozen big razor clams.
Oh, man.
And they were fresh. They were still moving. He and some buddies had gone out to Ocean Shores. And have you ever gone razor clamming?
Not razor clamming. I've gone clamming with Cheryl, and it's a sobering sight to see. Like when little baby clams are misbehaving, their mothers threaten them with Cheryl DeGroot.
Well, I don't know how sobering it is, because the only time I've done it was in Alaska, and it was so cold out that we had to take like hits off of a flask just to stay warm.
Well, of course, which you would have done even if it was warm. What did you do with the razor clams?
What I did was I cleaned them very carefully and I got as much of the sand out as I possibly could. I actually went online. There was some kind of YouTube video that showed me how to do it because I've done it in the past and I feel like I mangle them a little too much.
Aren't you supposed to put them in a bucket with like cornmeal or something?
You're not those kind of clams. You know what they said to do and it really worked. You take some boiling water and run the boiling water along the clams after you've rinsed them off, and they pop open a bit. And it's very simple to get a knife, or I used actually kitchen shears in there. What I did then was I cut the bellies away. Bellies are so nice and plump, and they cook up differently. And I just simply fried them with a little bit of flour on them in butter.
So it's like fried clams.
Absolutely, yeah. And really simply. That was so delicious.
What'd you have them with?
Rice, the lemon rice I was going to make for the Indian food, and a
like
salad.
Cocktail sauce, anything like that?
Oh, God, no. No. Just, there's nothing better to me than razor clams and butter. I mean, maybe you could have put a little parsley on it for color.
So, Nance, a clam lover from an early age?
The first time I ate clams was when I was a kid, you know, and growing up in Philadelphia and going to New Jersey. On the way to Jersey, we stopped at a bar back when kids could go into bars and had clams on the half shell, and I ate them raw. And, you know, I think I could have,
I had the
hankering to just snip off a little bit of that razor clam and eat it raw. I could have.
Well, you know, same with me. My dad used to take me to a place, I think it was in Sheepshead Bay, called Lundy's, and we would eat raw clams too. Yeah, I think they were little neck clams.
But I have to tell
you,
yeah. But I have to tell you that being in the Pacific Northwest, it's like that's not a clam. This is a clam, the razor clam.
Well, I've got a clam Jones now, and I'm going to have to make some spaghetti and clam sauce tonight. Although I'll have to use canned clams because
you did not bring me any of your clams.
You ate them all.
Do yourself a favor. Get yourself over to a good fishmonger and find some fresh razor clams. And they're a little bit expensive, but they're worth every penny.
Or better yet, go out and dig some. Well, eaters, you can just Google Washington State razor clam season or whatever. What are you pointing at? Oh, wait, Nancy's got it all right here.
For information on recreational razor clamming season, for licensing, regulations, and clam cleaning and cooking, visit the Washington Department of Fish and Wildlife website.
With KPLU food talker Nancy
Clamorama.
Listen, I'm Dick Stein.